This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Mike, real quick, because I don't know if you buy into superstitions with sports. I mean, everybody's got their thing, right? Guys, we've heard over the years, oh, wear the same underwear, the same socks. So Kirk Cousins was asked today about his beard. And he said after the Philly game, one of the staff members was like, hey, beard's 1-0. And he said, I decided to keep it. So he's letting this thing grow out.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about it when we had him in studio last week. But, yeah, I just figured, well, he's got a mighty manly beard growing in there. But, yeah, and then he was asked about it with the media today and said that his wife apparently signs off on it. She really digs it. So he's going to ride with it. So it's kind of like an NHL playoff beard, except we're not in the playoffs yet. It's just a nice, good mojo. Now, the beard didn't help against Seattle, but the other games, it certainly has helped out. But we're on a nice run. We're 6-3. He's on pace to match his typical back of his baseball or football card in this case. So good for Kirk. It's a very macho manly look. I like it.
Yeah, it is. Kirk Cousins top five in yards passing. Obviously Baker, Lamar, Joe Burrow's all of a sudden just blown up the last few weeks,
right?
Throwing touchdowns but if you look at the overall numbers as far as Cousins is concerned, the one that stands out to me, Mike, it's not the touchdowns thrown, because that's going to get to where it needs to be. It's more about the QBR, right? It's about the rating and how good he's been in these games. And so, you know, for him, that's kind of what I'm looking at. And then when he's on, right, the lack of turnovers. I mean, for example, Lamar Jackson, guys, this is why we keep talking about MVP. 20 touchdowns, 2 picks. Lamar has been unbelievable.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, right now, I mean, like, we love Kirk, and obviously things can change, and he can improve upon those numbers he's put out there. But Lamar Jackson has taken an MVP season. He's on pace to even do better by a long, long shot. And he's making better decisions. And, you know, they're kind of judiciously running the football. When he picks him up and puts him down, you know, it seems to make sense. He's running a little bit less. I don't know if that's by design with Monken, but whatever it is, it's working. And they've added to the equation by getting him more playmakers.
What's crazy is if Burrow's team had a better record, we'd be talking about him. Mike, 20 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's just been great. His rating is over 100. So, again, they've got to win more games. They've got to get above 500. But the Kirk thing is interesting. And you know, this is something that maybe more guys will jump on, right? As we move through the season and, hey, I'm going to jump on it, and we'll see more guys wearing beards or whatever. That may be the case, because if you feel like we're winning and it's working and we're having fun with it, sometimes those little superstitious things become something that a team buys into.
Hey, our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN, speaking of Kirk Cousins, had some interesting little factoids about Kirk. And it was kind of interesting that, you know, we talked earlier in the season, it didn't look anything like the Steelers game. Needless to say, it didn't look anything like what we expected this offense to look like for a number of reasons.
Right.
Kirk, as he told us last week, there was a timeline he'd be able to do certain things, but he would finally get back to be able to do everything a year away from the injury. And that's where we are now, after Halloween weekend came and went. But basically, when he's under center, according to like the factoid nerds, basically it's going to be play action. So that's an unscouted look that they're going to have to address, and maybe sometimes he's going to have to just simply drop back and pass, because sometimes the defense will start to key on some of those things.
Yeah, it was what we talked about in the Steeler game, where he's in the pistol and you're limiting yourself with the types of plays that you can run. When you're under center, you are more have more of an ability to run a variety of things. And that's why that Steeler game looked so weird. We were basically run right, run left.
And he really had to kind of reach to make the extension for the reach play. It just didn't look natural. You're like, oh, crap, his Achilles isn't right. Yeah, according to this is from Next Gen, Cousins has used play action on all 30 of his dropbacks when he's aligned under center. So if he's under center, there's going to be play action. So I don't know if that means that everyone just assumes it's going to be a fake. So I don't know. That'd be something for Zach Robinson to look at, where maybe he's under center, but he comes out and it's a quick hit, wide receiver screen, or a slant, something like that. I don't know. But you just don't want to get to where you're predictable or people can see tendencies.
Yeah. And I think the play action's working because we've been able to run the ball. I mean, Bijan, you do that enough in a football game early, teams have to honor it. And and so, you know, Mike, if you're a guy that's supposed to play the run and you see Bijan get the fake, you're rolling up in that hole thing and he's got it, and then all of a sudden it's Pitts or whoever down the field.
That's what I mean, that's why we kind of felt this was a work in progress. And now 2 weeks in a row without an interception, the 500 yards and the great game, both games against the Bucs, just amazing. Bijan, to your point, fourth in the NFL all-purpose yards.
Yep.
He's creeping up on the 1,000-yard mark right now. So everything, knock wood, is clicking. The only thing we did learn out today, and we'll talk more about this in the Falcon Report, and you'll get more from the coach, and you'll hear, as you mentioned, from Bergeron, is looks like Pitts has got a hamstring again.
I'm sorry?
Looks like Pitts, and is that a contributor to why he only had one target and one catch last week? The practice information came out. Some guys got days off. We'll go through the whole thing in the 5 o'clock hour, but Kyle Pitts is listed as limited participant, hamstring.
All right, we got to do some stretching exercises. I mean, for real. Like, we're going to have to figure out a new stretch or something. I mean, like this can't be something that's hampering him the entire season.
I'm not telling the man how to work out. We all have to do the stretch. You remember in high school football?
You got to stretch.
One leg over the other. Hey, I walk. I got to stretch out for 10 minutes.
You got to stretch, man.
Get a stretch, Joe. But, yeah, Kyle Pitts with a hammy. And we talked to Coach. He seems to think Drake's going to go, but Drake was limited today with that hip injury. So, you know, if Kyle's got a hamstring injury, Drake's dealing with a hip, all of a sudden now we're starting to get limited with our options, even though it is the Saints and all the crap that they're dealing with right now.
Yeah, and again, I'm not going to tell you we don't need them. I've been saying this. But I'm not risking them with knowing what's coming. And the way things are going for us, we still have many games to win. But, guys, we're going to go to the playoffs. It feels like we're going to win this division. It have to be a catastrophic collapse and things and other things out of our control that would have to happen. But at the end of the day, Mike, I don't know if I want to risk them knowing that that is still the ultimate goal. And so if that means they don't play this week, and again, I'm not saying that we've heard nothing, but I also know, like Grady, you mentioned the Grady comment. These guys want to play.
Yeah, Grady was asked about his Achilles. I'm ready. I'll be there. So, you know Grady. Grady, I mean, I love him. Old school. And it's funny because I got a text, and I guess we got the one member of the DeAndre Hunter fan club hit us up on the text.
What'd he say?
Oh, here we go again. What do you mean? Here you go again. DeAndre Hunter is a zero in high tops. And I said earlier, if you missed it, I said, here, Grady, he's not 100%, but he's going. And DeAndre Hunter, where's your pride? DeAndre, when you drag that Gillette across your face, what do you see when you look in that mirror? Where's your pride? Sorry, I morphed into like a little bit. I bastardized any given Sunday with other things there. But you get the idea.
There's a lot going on. Hey, man, hit us up, 404-726-0929. Hawks in action tonight against the Knicks. We'll talk more about that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.